This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And to that controversial question, does he believe the president was born in the USA?
Everybody that even gives any hint of being a birther, a word you didn't use, even a little bit of a hint, like, gee, you know, maybe, just maybe this much of a chance, they label them as an idiot. Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy. I was a really good student at the best school in the country. The reason I have a little doubt, just a little, is because he grew up and nobody knew him. Nobody knows who he is until later in his life. It's very strange. The whole thing is very strange.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, is it your community in which the totalitarians are plying their skills? Well, listen to this radio show and we'll tell you who are the totalitarians and who are not the totalitarians. And I'll tell you what, you do not want to be on the side of history with the totalitarians because, you know, when the totalitarians do rise up, and we're asleep at the switch and we don't do anything about it, it never ends well. It never ends well. But, you know, I'm a believer in the new stream media. What you're listening to right now, kind of a radicalized, conservative, you know, fact-finding, truth-telling, tinfoil hat-thinking kind of guy who believes that truth and God can guide us through just about everything. And today I'm very, very happy to say God has spoken. Yes, through the Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy and the other five that were being charged for the Malheur incident, they have been found innocent of all charges. It is really, truly a great day in America when, well, the truth and God's will is done. And that's exactly what has happened. The prayers of millions of people around the United States of America have been answered. And all seven have been found innocent of all charges, all federal charges. Now, this is, of course, having a huge impact, or will have a huge impact, upon just about everything that's going on with the whole Bureau of Land Management situation. But it didn't come cheap, so to speak, because there's one person that would have also been in this group that would have been found innocent. And that's Robert Lavoie Finicum. We have been covering Robert Lavoie Finicum and the Bundys for years now. In fact, we've had Cliven Bundy at two of our Liberty tours. And when you have the situation that you have with Robert Lavoie Finicum, who was assassinated by federal agents, and you can't put it any other way when you look at the evidence, there was a deliberate, coordinated assassination of Robert Lavoie Finicum, and it would have been others traveling him with them if Robert Lavoie Finicum had not driven off into the snowbank. There would have been more dead. And as we were talking at the time when this was all going down, we were told as early as January 4th that a hunter-killer group of people were on their way to take care of the Bundys from the federal government. That's what we were told. Well, they didn't act right away, and they took one victim, Robert Lavoie Finicum. A deliberate murder, assassination at the hands and the feet of President Barack Hussein Obama. That's the way history's going to read it, because that's the way it was when you just take a look at the cursory evidence. So as we go through the show here in the first part and we start talking about what happened, the drama, let's keep in mind that Robert Lavoie Finicum is a martyr for the Constitution. Plain and simple. Our freedoms that we enjoy through the Constitution, there was a price to be paid, and a patriot's blood was shed. And that patriot was Robert Lavoie Finicum. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's a very, very fast-moving news day. And, of course, we're less than 2 weeks away now from the election. Donald Trump and everybody is just kind of going nuts. The polls are starting to tighten up. And everybody's saying that Hillary Rodham Clinton is, 25 points ahead of Donald Trump and all that. Again, I want to go on and talk about the polls. The polling numbers are nothing. Right now, they're nothing. They're not significant. If you want to look at a poll and you want to judge for yourself and go to polls that have none of the chaos and none of the false data, none of the 70 or 80% of the polling people that they're polling are Democrats, then you need to go to Rasmussen, you need to go to LA Times, USC, and you also need to go to the Investor's Business Daily. I've used them for years. I get angry at them. I don't like Rasmussen sometimes. I don't like what I see at LA. But the polls are evened up according to them. Everybody else is just, garbage in, garbage out. And how many of them are attached to the mainstream media? Can you even remotely believe a poll that comes out from ABC, CBS, NBC, or CNN, or MSNBC? Can you even remotely believe a poll knowing that they are so negatively biased towards one candidate? You can't do it. Now, listen, I got to be fair here. If they were negative completely towards Hillary Rodham Clinton, in the same fashion they were negative to Donald Trump, I'd be pounding on the table. Now, from a personal standpoint, oh, yeah, of course I like that. It makes me feel good. But that's not right. That's not fair play. That's not what our elections are all about. What they're trying to do is suppress the vote by coming up with these improper, bad data-driven polls from the mainstream media. And they're trying to make you feel bad if you're a Trump supporter. That's what it is. It would work the other way. I'm just saying it's wrong. It would be wrong if it was against Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's certainly wrong because it is against Donald Trump. Now, I support Donald Trump. But my point is this. Corruption is corruption. Would Trump corruption be just as good as Hillary Clinton corruption? No. It would not, but that's what we have right now. The corrupt left, the totalitarians that are trying to take over this country, trying to destroy our Constitution, trying to take away your personal property, your rights, your freedom, your dignity. Well, this is what they're doing to our electoral system. And what about the lawless behavior of what we're seeing? It's all tied together. It's all tied together because it's a globalist that want to destroy this country and put us on track with the United Nations as the governing body of everybody on the planet. Isn't that nice? And, I got to ask you out there. You can be a liberal. You can be a conservative. I want to ask you one thing about this. Has anybody asked for your input as to whether or not you like the idea that the United Nations is going to destroy our Constitution? Hello? Do you? Is there anybody out there who's been asked that question? I haven't had a survey. I haven't been asked that question. I have never even had a vote. But they're just going ahead and doing it. And nobody's had a vote in this. Let's think about this for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Your vote means nothing. You mean nothing to these totalitarians. That's the way it always works with totalitarians. And if you get in your way, get in their way, and you're doing something like maybe trying to teach people about the Constitution and you think is a good thing because, you know, by gosh, the Constitution and the Bible, perhaps the two most dominant pieces of literature mankind has ever written, well, it's a pretty important document to this country. But if the totalitarians don't like it, they want to wipe it off the face of the earth, well, we now know what they'll do. They'll go to any extent to murder you. In other words, if they can murder a patriot like Robert Lavoy Finicum, they'll do it to you if you stand in their way. And that's the way they view it. Now, they've got some issues where they're not going to be able to, I don't think they're going to be able to complete their task. And that's you and me. American citizens who stand strong behind the Constitution, who stand up with Bible in hand and stop them. And that's exactly what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen. We have an election coming up. We have to stop the totalitarians. And today, God spoke.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have
Water. Make the wise choice. Order new Manna Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, if you've been following what's been going on over the last couple of weeks with the trial up there in Portland, Oregon, Judge Brown making comments that the prosecution has no case. We have been saying all along, since January, that the federal government has no case. These people are innocent. They have absolutely no case. Now, one of the pieces of evidence that proves that, there were no warrants listed for any of these defendants before they were taken in. Did you know that? Especially the Bundys. Especially Ryan Payne, especially Victoria Sharp, Shauna Cox, and Robert Lavoy Finicum, and Buddha. There were no wants or warrants. They were stopped along Highway 395 in a desolate area where there was no radio communication, and they were not even breaking any vehicle code laws at all. So, there's no reasonable suspicion, probable cause because of traffic stops. They were pulled over because they were being forced to pull over by federal agents and Oregon State Police working in tandem. But there were no warrants. There were no warrants for any of them. But under the cloud of warrants, the FBI spoke and said to the Oregon State Police a lie that there were warrants, that they were wanted. This came out in the investigation by the Deschutes County Sheriff. I'm not making this up. This is written. The federal agents lied. The FBI lied. Now, how did the federal agents get so involved? Well, it's real simple. And this is what is going, this is going to go down in history. I'm trying to bring a point home to everybody about the Constitution, about the power of the Constitution. and why we should be celebrating the Constitution tonight. Because we're gaining back freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and here's why. When this whole thing went down about the Hammond Ranch and the two, the grandfather and the grandson went off to prison at the Hammond Ranch, people started to step up and say, why is this happening? Why were they reconvicted? Why were they resentenced? And they this should not be happening. The Hammond Ranch is in Burns, Oregon, in and around the Malheur Refuge in Harney County. And they've had a squabble that went on for a long time with the Bureau of Land Management about fires and so on, burning the rangeland so that the rangeland comes back each year and there's more feed for the cattle. Well, they got in a criminal situation, at least that was what the Bureau of Land Management, and they were convicted. They were convicted and then sentenced to a lesser crime or lesser time than what the law requires. And then, oddly enough, about a year ago, the Obama administration decided, well, you know, I think maybe we should probably recharge them and actually send them to jail for 5 years, which is what the original complaint called for. So they had a trial, and they did that. Well, that was unfair. They'd already served about 13 months in jail and were out. So they set it up. They were arrested. They were taken away. And the Bundys stepped in. And by January, early January, they decided to show as a protest to support these guys to take over the Malheur Refuge. They took over the Malheur Refuge with a whole bunch of other people. A lot of things went on in there. That nothing illegal, actually. There's a demonstration. Yeah, they had weapons, but they proved that the weapons in this case were meaningless, didn't have anything to do with anything. But what happened was that this was a clear demonstration and an in-your-face to the BLM and to what was going on by way of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Uranium One, anyone? And all the land in and around Harney County that's so rich in uranium and thorium? And Hillary Rodham Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, was brokering deals with Russians and other people to gain the rights to those minerals in Harney County and other places? Why do you think they want the Hammond Ranch and other ranches? Why do you think they're clearing people off their ranches all throughout the West? It's so that they can put the hustle on and they can sell these rights to other countries such as Turkey. Uranium rights to Turkey. Now, in Russia, hello? This is what the Clinton Foundation was all about. Pay to play, all that stuff. People got rights that were granted to them by the State Department. The Turkish government, let's talk about the Platte River Indian Reservation, Flatiron Kerr Dam situation, in which the Turkish government now owns the rights to uranium up there in that area, granted by this president. Brokered who by? Hillary Rodham Clinton. Don't you get it? They're selling off our natural resources, Obama and Hillary Clinton, and they're enriching themselves. That's what this is about. Cutting to the chase. Now, what happened? They found out that one of the things that they could do to stand up against the federal government is to teach the people in Harney County about the Constitution and their constitutional rights, so they set out and did that. Ammon Bundy started in December of 2015. It progressed. It finally culminated, actually, with Chris Ann Hall, who's a friend of the radio show and also been in the Liberty Tour, three out of five of the Liberty Tours. And she came up and taught the Constitution for 2 days in Harney County. And the Constitution and the demand on people from the citizens to their elected officials going, hey, wait a minute, there's graft, there's corruption, there's tyranny going on right here in Harney County. That was a little bit too much for the state senators in Oregon. And you know what they did? The two state senators, they went to the FBI director, and guess what his name was? James Comey. Hello? And they said to James Comey, you know what? There's a virus that's spreading throughout Harney County, and that virus is the Constitution. Guess what? We need to stop that virus. Comey, you get your FBI guys in there, and you put a stop to that. And that's exactly what they did. They came in with an assassination squad. By the way, the ambush that they set up for Lavoie and others, where Lavoie was killed, took them 2 days to prep the site. Is that just being pulled over for a traffic violation? Hello, with a drone that's overlooking all this? Retask satellites? It was an assassination, a deliberate attempt to murder and to project power, totalitarian power, to the rest of the public. See, we can kill you anytime we want. That was the message that was coming from Valerie Jarrett, David Axelrod, and President Barack Hussein Obama out of the White House. We know that they were talking. We have the emails. Central Command Authority, National Command Authority from the White House. Those were the terms that were used in the investigation that the Oregon State Police revealed in the investigation. You can see the document. Read it. It's about 320-some pages long. We've read it. And what happened? They assassinated Lavoy Finicum, a man with his hands up. They shot him in the back three times. Took him 2 days to prep the site. They had an illegal L-shaped ambush site with cars in a roadblock that was illegal. And they shot him down dead. That's what our government did. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have that going on, that's called totalitarianism. And that's why today is such a great day. Because guess what? The totalitarians, they lost. They lost today. But so did everybody else, because we now have a martyr for freedom, a martyr for the Constitution, who's left a family and behind, and with a lot of questions. And I certainly understand, having just talked to Jeanette Finicum just before airtime, her angst, her pain, her husband being martyred for freedom. It's the freedom that you and I enjoy, and it's the freedom that you and I have to protect. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stand up for the Constitution.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.